Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
No one controls the moment of his or her birth. How could we? Likewise, we cannot control the receiving of the new birth. Today, how we can make sure we're ready for this gift, a gift we appropriate through faith in Christ. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're in a series on how you can be sure that you will spend eternity with God. Since we cannot control being born, likewise, the new birth is a miracle God does all by himself.
Maybe possible. And certainly it is true that there are those who are Christians, born again of the Spirit, who still struggle with alcoholism or sin of various kinds, who still fail. But there is now within them the life of God. The switch has been turned on. The switch has been turned on. God has done a miracle. And Jesus said that without this miracle, don't even plan on seeing the kingdom of God, because you will not see the kingdom of God. Because unless you are born a second time into God's family, you are not then a member of that heavenly throng. And that's why Christ said you must be born again. I think Nicodemus became born again. Pastor Wiersbe has an outline that he preaches on this text that goes like this. He says that in the third chapter of John, he says Nicodemus was in the midnight of confusion because he didn't know the things that he should have known, just like some of you should know that you have to be born again, and yet you're hearing this for the first time. But he was in the midnight of confusion. In John 7, the passage of Scripture that was read earlier, where he stands up for Jesus in the Sanhedrin and defends him, that is the twilight of conviction. He's now beginning to believe that this was a prophet come from God indeed, and that he had to be born again. That is, that Nicodemus had to be born again. And when he's willing to be identified with Jesus Christ, in the midst of all of this hatred and anger directed towards Christ, Christ dies on the cross. Who is it but helps that helps take his body down and brings 100 pounds of spices to anoint the body of Jesus? But of all things, Nicodemus. No man would have done that unless he had been born of God and had experienced the radical change of the new nature that Jesus had told him about on that very interesting midnight. And you know, that represents the people that are here today and those who are listening by radio, doesn't it? There are some of you who are in the midnight of confusion. You're walking in darkness. May you ask the right questions of the right people who can help you. I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you are listening. But that's where you are. You're confused. Even this message may not have made that much sense. And you're there. There are others who are in the twilight of conviction. And you're to the point where you say, yes, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. You want to believe and you are on the verge of believing, but you still cannot bring yourself to that last step. Like someone who said to me, I still can't get over the hump that I have to come as I am. But you're on your way. And then there are those of you, bless you, who have come to the bright sunshine, the sunshine of confession, where you are willing to be identified with Christ even at great personal cost, because you have experienced the radical change of the new nature. By his own will he begat us. By the word of truth, you have been born again. Now, it happens differently for some people. It is always supernatural, instantaneous, invisible, and eternal. But it happens differently. Some people, it's a big experience. Other people, it's a quiet experience. But without it, you can't see God. Remember Dory Vanstone? Some of you have read her book. 14 years old, in an orphanage, beaten, sexually abused in that orphanage, by the way. Very angry child. She said that she would fight other children. Could I say parenthetically, why are children violent? Why are they so prone to fighting and anger? It's because of lack of love. That's why. But here a student from a Bible college comes and gives a little lesson, and then before the student leaves, turns and says to the kids, before she walks out the door, the student teacher said, "Always remember this. If you forget everything else I tell you, remember that Jesus loves you." Now, Dory had always heard the word Jesus as a swear word. She didn't even know much about Jesus and God. But after everybody left the room, she sat there, cross-legged, and was alone, and said, "Jesus, if you love me, if you love me, I'm yours." And that night, she cried herself to sleep, as she did all the time she sat in the orphanage, but this time she cried for a different reason. She knew within her heart that she had found God. Years later, she would understand that really God found her, and she would discover that the switch had been put on, and she knew the Almighty. Jesus put it this way. He says in verse 14 to Nicodemus, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." You remember that story in the book of Numbers? They're all dying in this plague. They have a disease that is in their bloodstream. And God says, "Moses, put up a serpent on the cross. And if the people are willing to look at the serpent, they'll be healed from their disease." I can imagine some Jew who was there saying, "This does not make sense at all. How can looking at a serpent on a pole, something outside of me, bring about a change within me and heal the poison in my bloodstream?" God says, "You obey me, you look, and you will live. Look and you will live. Let me do the miracle. Let me do the miracle." Remember, there are some things that only God can do. There are some things that we can do with his help. And with his help, we can look at the cross. And if we look at the cross and grasp, as it were, Christ as our very own, "As many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become the children of God, even to those who believe in his name." You receive him. You receive him. And then God does the miracle. Karl Barth was a famous European theologian who died a number of years ago. In 1967, Billy Graham and he had their vacation together in the Swiss Alps. Barth was from Basel, Switzerland. And I remember Billy Graham saying that he preached on the new birth, that is, Billy did, and said, "Ye must be born again." In fact, it says that in verse 7, "Do not marvel that I said to you, ye must be born again." But Karl Barth believed that everybody was basically born again, that everybody in the end would be saved, which wasn't a novel idea, but it was certainly a very, very wrong idea. And he said to Billy, "You know, I liked your sermon, but I wish you would not emphasize that word must." Well, I want to tell you something today. Let us this be unambiguous and very clear. Unless you are born again, you'll never see the kingdom of God. And so let us say with Christ, ye must be born again. And if you aren't, you're not one of God's children in this life, and you will not be one of his in the life to come. There is no other way. You say, "Well, Pastor Luther, I don't know where I stand with God. What do I do?" Well, would you seek him? Would you say, "God, I don't know where I'm at, but I want to know you. I want to be born again"? Or are you at the point where you say, "Pastor, I know the whole thing. Today, I receive him"? I don't know what level you may be at. If you're in the midnight of confusion, you seek God. If you're at the twilight of conviction, you can make that decision because God has worked in your heart. If you're at the sunshine of confession, you pray for all those around you who have never savingly believed. But this much I know: except a man be born again, he shall never see the kingdom of God. Can't have it from any higher authority than this: Jesus, Lord, God, King. Let us pray. Now, Father, it is at moments like this that we finally recognize that we've come to the precipice of the impossible. We cannot make the deaf to hear. We can't make the blind to see. We can't take people who are not born again and make them born again. They can't either. This is your miracle. We pray only, Father, that those who are struggling today may find their wills brought in harmony with yours. And they may say, Lord Jesus, do in me what I cannot do. Save me. Cause them to do that, Father, because we are helpless apart from the work of your Spirit. Grant them the gift of eternal life. Father, we pray that your saving work might be evident in the hearts of all those bowed in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. Let me ask you, are you encouraged and blessed because of messages just like this? Did you know that the ministry of Running to Win goes around the world? Why? Because of people just like you. I'm holding in my hands a letter from someone who listens in Arabic. This person says, through your ministry and prayer, the more I search to know about Jesus, the more I love him. Now, those kinds of testimonies happen because of the investments of God's people. Let me ask you a question. Would you consider becoming what we call an endurance partner? Of course, you need some info. I hope that you have a pen or pencil handy, and I'm giving you enough time to get one, because we would like you to consider joining us in this worldwide ministry. Here's what you do. You go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. When you're there, you click on the Endurance Partner button, or you can pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-215-5001. Hope that you've had a chance to write that down. OfferRTW.com. OfferRTW is all one word. OfferRTW.com, or pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-215-5001.
Erwin Lutzer, concluding a teaching on The Miracle We Need, The New Birth. Knowing your destiny makes all the trials of life bearable. The assurance of salvation, that's our focus next time. Don't miss a message on being held in God's hands. Running to Win is all about helping you find God's roadmap for your race of life. How You Can Be Sure is a series designed to give you certainty about how to get to heaven. All 6 messages can be yours on CD for a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Ask about how you can be sure. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.